Hop me once, shame on you. Hop me twice, shame on me. This is the perfect pour.
That's right, shame on you. You want to get hopped twice?
Don't double dry hop me.
I'll double dry hop you any day I want. Welcome to the perfect pour. Shush. It's a show about fun things for beer geeks. I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
And I'm Rad Stacy. What's up?
We're going to be hanging out with you and having some fun with the beers and drinking the beers and listening to the listeners tell some stuff. And talking about the beers we drank last week and beers we're looking out for. And, well, I don't know, man. Stuff's going to happen. We'll see. This could be the greatest thing you've ever heard, or you might have already turned it off. And this, I don't know what's, you don't even know I'm talking about still.
30 seconds in and we're already shutting them down.
You know, when you're talking to somebody and they've already hung up, you're like, well,
that's never happened to me.
We are not trying to reach you about your extended warranty.
Yeah, no.
We already know all about you and your extended warranty.
Yep.
Yeah.
Before the show, we opened up some beers and did a little tailgating. I'm still working through this one. Sliced Beer Company, Big Mac Salad, West Coast Triple IPA, donated to the show by Wazoo Corvette, Sliced Beer Co., Lincoln, California, up there in the Sacramentos. And it's pretty good. I mean, West Coast Triple from Slice, it's not going to get messed up. It's got Mosaic in it. And on the wheel, Lupo Max. And Citra.
What? Are you in a 3D theater?
This might be my favorite, my first, what?
Lupa IMAX.
Yeah, you got to pay an extra $5 if you want to see Super Mario Brothers in Lupa IMAX. Yeah.
Lupa IMAX, yeah.
Worth it. You need the beer goggles?
Worth it. You're like, this is worth it.
Yeah. Guys, is it just me or is Mario hot?
Hey, guys.
Guys.
What you having there, Stacy?
I am having Hamilton Family Brewery Triple Mango Triple IPA with mango, citra, amarilla, strata,
amarilla,
and
right off of Route 66?
Yeah, and I think it's the cashmere that's
lingering. You fit in the show so well, it's ridiculous.
Amarilla.
Amarillo.
This is an independent.
We just
craft
lost all our
beer.
Amarillo listeners, beer? By the way. Thanks a lot, Red Season.
Fucking A. I don't know about this thing. I am seeing double.
Uh-oh. You're seeing double, leaving with triplets? Is that what the rule is?
Wow.
Yeah, I fucking hope not. At 41. Better not be. I don't have time for all that shit.
There's way too much energy. Triplets.
You know what would be really fun right now?
How about a one-plit?
What if somebody had triplets at 42? Boy, that would be a wouldn't it? Holy shit.
Yeah,
I'm sure
that's
it's
what
happened.
I was thinking.
That's what I was thinking.
That's what I was thinking.
I do like the packaging, but that's what she said. 10.2% alcohol on this guy.
I do like the packaging, but...
Yeah. Mm. Oh, you know why it's so cloying? It's only 20 IBUs. No fucking wonder.
No wonder.
Oh.
See, IBUs came into play.
Oh.
These international bitterness units are letting me down and filling me up. Let me tell you.
I like to keep my bearing units American.
This burrito's good, but boy, is it filling.
International burrito
ABUs.
Units.
Wait, we've been saying it wrong this whole time.
Well,
it's actually burrito units.
It's burrito. Oh,
this is changing my life right now.
It's how many burritos you order when you drink
how
it?
Many burritos does this beer feel like you ate?
What size are they though? Are these like the
guy ate 23 burritos?
Is this a super burrito from Don Hatch's? Like,
is it one of those McDonald's breakfast burritos that's like a tortilla rolled up with like some sort of processed egg in it?
Some schmegma in it.
Schmeg.
Schmeg. You want a scrambled schmeg or a regular schmeg?
Over easy schmeg.
So, you know, and the burritos from McDonald's, you can't order just one. I think you have to order them two at a time because they're just like, we have too many.
They're like
two or nothing.
They're like,
our tortilla to egg ratio's off. We need you to order more.
Yeah, ordering one is basically not ordering food. So you got to order two just to make it qualify as food.
You snort one, but you eat two. That's the thing. Yeah.
Like international burrito units.
you heard it here first, folks.
This is what we're here for. We're spreading the word.
My soundbite board is down at the moment. So imagine the culture music playing right now. Culture.
Culture. Oh, we did good. That was great.
Yeah, we'll work on our harmonizing, guys.
That's the show.
This is just dress rehearsal. Don't worry, we'll get it together in the real show.
And
we got 300 episodes before we got it down.
We call it dress rehearsal, but we're all naked.
It's naked rehearsal.
Naked rehearsal.
SNL calls it dress rehearsal. We call it naked rehearsal.
That's why it's chilly in here.
Yeah.
Clothing is a state of mind.
I was in the pool.
What a
day. The only Zoom to go shirtless instead of pantsless.
Yikes.
He sent me a topless photo. It's like, wait, I don't think it qualifies as topless if it's a guy, right?
Which I think is bullshit.
Bullshit.
We're always talking about equality, except for when it comes to that. Moobs are okay, but boobs, no way.
Yeah, that's bull, man.
Eyes are up here. Eyes are up here.
Nice glass, Nick.
Nick.
I told you I still had it.
I know. Don't break it like I could break all mine. So. I'm drinking out of a Duvel glass.
Wow. Oh, that's fancy.
The weird naked blue ladies.
Nick, do you want to start?
Hello.
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 Wait. Brad Stacey's showing me her glass.
Okay. Oh, let's all wait for Brad Stacey to show. Brad Stacey can put it on the glass.
Sexy. Sexy. Yeah. Red nipples. Blue ladies. Oh,
wow. Wow.
Whoa. Yeah, she's got too many legs.
There's a lot going on.
I think that
on
one
there.
Was a he, but there's a she. She's playing a flute. I mean, I don't know.
Of course.
When we're talking about mythical creatures, does it matter what sex they are?
Oh, man.
No.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. All right. All right.
All right. Let's dip our toes into some weird beer culture.
Oh, wait a minute.
Take it away.
First of all, thanks. Thanks, Rad Stacey.
Only weird.
Yeah.
Back to you in a minute. I'm having a TF Brewing Rausch beer, which is a barrel-aged German-style smoked lager.
Is that why you look so distinguished this evening? Rausch beer?
I'm sorry. I'm glad you're drinking that, Nick. I'm sorry.
My posture's. You gave it to me.
Well, you don't sure. you aren't you okay with smoked beers though?
No, I do like smoked beers. I smoked porters typically. But this is not lagers, huh? I'm not upset by this. It's a tad bit sweet for a lager.
Well, that's okay.
Maybe, I don't know what it's barrel aged in. Maybe it's the barrel that's making it sweet.
What is the smokiness level? Like, was it the barrel that was smoked? Is it the malt that smoked?
What's the S I use?
I'm guessing this is adjunct smoke.
Oh man, liquid smoke.
Liquid smoke.
Two drops in every can, guaranteed.
We hired a dropper.
Did they put that on the Traeger for? Did they use a Traeger for the boil?
Yes, it was. It was.
I hope so.
Sustainably smoked.
Mm-hmm.
Pellet smoked.
Pellet smoked. There is no information on the smoke. This is
lame.
It has my name on it, and this is from Hops Hound. So cheers to Hops Hound. Early cheers. Salt Lake. Oh, this is a Utah brewer. The fuck brewing?
Is it?
From Salt Lake. Salt Lake City. That really chaps my head.
I'm going to take it back. Man, I love that commercial.
New York City. Are you fucking with me right now? No, man. They made this in New York City.
Get the rope. Get the rope.
Nobody feeds me New York City salsa. Gets away with it.
We got some Mexican food yesterday from Northeast Fresno. And my husband said, he's like, yeah, he goes, this tastes like Northeast Fresno. White Mexican food. And I was like, oh, okay, awesome. That was pretty funny.
Well, wait a minute.
It was a little bit
he
bland.
Drove there and then complained?
No, he did not drive there. It was me who was already up that way. And it was technically free food. So I was like, what the fuck do you want? It's free.
No foul.
All right. Yeah. So it was one of those situations, a free situation.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So. I will not disclose the place because I don't want to make anyone
is
mad.
It's necessary sometimes.
Right. I was like, listen, it's 8 p.m. and we just need some calories. So.
Right.
You know.
Boom.
How would you like to carry the asada and cheese to your mouth? Via tortilla or via chip?
Can you fry the tortilla?
Oh.
What is this?
Excuse me.
Get out of here. Oh, we're supposed to move off this topic now because you played the tangent.
Hello.
I thought it was
507th episode. Going. What?
Move along, folks. Move along.
Nothing to see here.
Oh, God.
All right, Michael. The best brown ales according to brewers. Do you wager any bets?
Downtown Brown.
Ooh, good one. Not on the list.
What? The hell?
Sorry. Try again.
Is it Lagunitas Brown, aka Newcastle Brown?
Yeah. Does Newcastle count? And
I'd like to put a dollar on it, Bob.
$1. I don't see Lagunitas on this list. No.
Not even brown sugar? Damn.
No.
What's the fuck?
Moosehead. Moosehead.
Already done. Newcastle is actually on the list.
Okay.
But not the Newcastle Lagunitas variant that you mentioned earlier.
Fat Tire Brown? No? Is that
what the hell?
Is that a thing?
No.
Oh. Damn it. I was like, have I been living my life without fat brown?
Many, many people fat brown. Could you imagine? You know, it could have been a thing.
Yeah, I could imagine.
Fat brown.
That could have been a thing, fat brown.
Just to hear people order it in a bar. Why not?
Oh, let me get 16 ounces of fat brown. I mean, lots of people thought Fat Tire was a brown, though.
Yeah.
What is this, a brown? No, it's not a brown.
It's an amber, technically Belgian pale. They're like, well, fucking whatever. Give it to me. Do you have $5? It can be a brown for $5.
So what's on there?
We can brown anything for $5 more.
What's on there, Nick? Because they've got Downtown Ale Brown Smith, off of
we're
it.
We're kicking up the list with Ale Smith's Nut Brown Ale.
Okay.
Real Ale Brew House Brown.
Who the fuck is that?
Yeah, I don't know who that
real is. Real ale. Come on, real.
Somebody send us some real ale. out there.
Real, real R E E L or R E A L?
Yeah.
R E A L.
Oh, well, I don't know either.
Real.
Reale.
Lazy Magnolia Southern Pecan.
I heard Lazy Magnolia, but not Southern Pecan.
You know, there's a pecan brown from Southgate.
Yes, I am aware of this. The producer orders that every time we're at Southgate, which we might go to this weekend. There's buzz about going to Southgate this weekend.
You can go float in the lake.
I like Southgate.
No.
Ace Hardware.
Just gonna go to Southgate and turn back around, go back down the hill.
I mean, get some pizza.
But Ace Hardware.
I got Ace Hardware here that I'm sick of. I'm sick of going to the fucking hardware store. Sorry, Nick.
Why?
I didn't mean to be offensive. Are you crafting? But...
Have you been building things?
No, I've been attempting. Like, I go, you know, go there like three different times and it's never the right fucking size.
Oh, I need a 10-30 second.
Have you tried Cobbs?
And I should.
Problem solved.
Or Fresno Ag, maybe.
Problem created.
And I like I can't figure out whether it's 5/8 inch bigger than 3/4 inch. I don't know. Do you know?
No, it's not. Yes, I do. No, it's not.
Okay.
But if you just like multiply 5/8 times 2, you'll be good, bro. Just kidding.
Wait. I don't know what's going on, but
no, that's 10/16. That doesn't help him at all.
Like, because I don't know. Because I'm trying to. Because I got a leak in under my faucet in my kitchen sink, and I'm trying to replace it. And then I get a little replacement part, and then it doesn't fit. And then I go back and get a different one. And I think, oh, this size will fit. And then it doesn't fit either. And I'm just
wait a minute. Why are you not taking the valve with you and go?
I need one of these. But that means I got to shut down the water for the whole house while I go and do that.
Well, so you just take a selfie with it.
Sunday
and you're like,
at 5 a.m. is when you need to do this.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, I got to wake up at like 3 in the morning when everyone's asleep and like go down to Ace because they're there.
Yeah, that's when you go.
Also, haven't you seen the infomercials for all that like really magical tape that just like plugs every single hole? And like
Flex Seal, I can just spray Flex Seal all over everything.
Yeah, Flex Seal, man.
There you go.
Check this out. Flex Seal.
Check this out.
My fucking boat won't sink. Yeah.
Now my sink won't do anything. Thank God it's not leaking, at least.
I was unable to conceive until Flex Seal. Yeah.
Wow. That sounds like the opposite of what should happen.
Don't question the technology.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Fear it, seal it. Flex Seal.
Flex Seal seals the deal. All right.
Anything that flexes, it will seal it.
If it flexes, it'll seal it.
If it flexes, it'll seal it.
You just need to take a selfie with like the leaky pipe and say, like, hey, my head's this size, the pipe is this
I'll
size.
I'll show the
like,
Ace Hardware girl.
Shit.
Yeah. How many mic units is it?
There's a woman there at the Ace Hardware that like she knows everything. Like you wouldn't think
Is it the one that looks like she's 20 but has gray hair?
Maybe.
Dealing with all these men coming in going, I need a thing.
She's always on the floor. She's never at the register.
Okay. Okay, never mind. What I'm talking about is always at the register.
No. Oh no, her. She's no, I know what you're
20,
talking about.
But
no,
like 60.
Again, my music's down. I just tangented myself.
All right, back to the culture. Sorry. Let's see here. Where do we leave off? Smutty nose, old brown dog.
Smutty?
Smutty. S-M-U. Smutty.
I wasn't sure if I heard that right.
I know. I mumble.
Enunciate.
Civil life American brown.
Now, what makes it American?
America.
America.
It's brewed with America. It's filtered through an American flag.
Okay, great.
Great. Aforementioned Newcastle Brown Ale, still a favorite among brewers.
Okay, so what number is that one?
These are not numbered. They're bulleted. Oh, okay. But that is sixth on the list. Okay. If we are going from top to bottom.
If we're counting the bullets.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Woodstock Inn Pig's Ear.
What? Oh, yeah. I know that one.
Yeah.
I sure do love some pig's ear.
Yeah.
Pig's ear. This one... I think this is just a name drop.
This is a lot of like this is brewer list style where yeah. they're like, I'm gonna throw out the most obscure fucking brand you've ever heard of. Blow you guys away.
It's Janet's Brown Ale.
Okay.
But I don't know who officially makes it for, but they label it as Mike Tasty McDowell's Janet's Brown Ale.
Yeah.
But I think Russian River made it, right?
But yeah, now Tasty from the session was like, I think I haven't listened to the session in a while, but my feeling was always that Tasty would always hang out at Russian River and like he loved Brown, so they made him a beer.
Yeah.
That's what I assumed.
Yes. I don't think, unless multiple breweries make it in his honor.
I think that multiple, so I'm actually Googling it right now. And
Nick's right, though. It seems like there's like, it's not just Russian River thing. It's like there's something.
I know the Russian River version.
That's there's Kent Beer Company out of New York that has made it also.
Okay, so that's why
I think it's kind of all over the place. Name. Which I think that's awesome. Tasty was awesome. So,
yeah, man, he was like the. Did you meet Tasty? What, Stacey?
I have. Yeah, I did meet Tasty at, at the Firestone Walker advertisement.
Name drop.
I actually still have a couple of his stickers that he gave me personally. I never put them on anything because I felt like it was special.
Yeah.
He's like, well, these are my.
You know, you can never put a sticker on anything, right? You just put them in a box and keep
it. Right. I have my sticker box. Or you can put them on a filing cabinet. I think that's
No,
because filing
only if you have two.
Go with you anywhere.
Only if you have two.
Well, I have a filing cabinet and a safe. I don't know if that's.
Put them in the safe.
Kosher. Yeah, put them in the fire safe, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Or behind priceless paintings.
Ooh.
Thousands of years from now, people will be like, what the fuck is this?
What the fuck's a tasty?
What's a tasty sticker? Tasty. Yeah. He was an interesting and nifty character. That they're tasty.
He was like the only one on that show that like was out it like amongst the beer geeks guy.
Yeah, he was always out
like,
and about.
Everybody else in the show was like in their own little beer world, but like Tasty like actually knew the scene outside of the session bubble.
Yeah. Yes. Faux show.
Oh, yeah. Other browns you want to mention there, Nick?
Let's see. I only know a couple of these, but there's four more. So we got Newberg Brown Ale, Mother's Three Blind Mice, Samuel Smith's Nut Brown Ale.
Oh, that one, yes.
Yeah.
I bought that one before.
World Market Shoppers will know this one well.
That warm shelf.
Yeah, the old cost plus warm shelf.
The old warm shelf.
Cigar City's Maduro, which I believe we've had that before.
Yeah, I've definitely had Maduro before. I hadn't even thought of that one as being on Alice, but yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and I don't know why. Like, Leifman's. I haven't had that one in forever, but yeah.
Well, because we don't get it. Leifman's Ode Bruin.
I don't understand why Downtown Brown and Moosehead
Yeah, did not make the list.
That's weird, man.
They're for peasants. They're not for brewers.
Oh, sorry. Industry.
Oh.
Industry.
So what list was this now? Like who's the master of these puppets?
Vinepair asked 13 brewers, what's your favorite brown ale? So each beer is paired with a brewer. So for example, Alesmith is from Jamie Dientorfer from Figaro Mountain.
Gesundheit. Yes.
Where else? Where would you like to go next? Lazy Magnolia is from Kyle Harrop. Horace Aged Ales out of Oceanside. Mikey's favorite brewery, Allagash Brewing. Patrick Chavanel likes the Bold Brown Dog from Smutty Nose.
You like some Allagash, huh? I like Allagash. Oh,
he loves white ale.
He's being sarcastic, Rod Stacey.
I know he is because I'm just like, as soon as he said, fucking
I
white
want
ale,
that
I
to
like,
start
no.
going out and be like,
oh, that's straight.
Loves that Allagash white.
So, yeah, each brewer picked a favorite brown ale.
What about Brooklyn Brown Ale? It's a good one.
Their buyout, we don't talk about them.
It's still a good beer. I know it's a buyout.
They become instantly bad the minute they bought it.
You're so full of shit. All right.
Instantly bad.
Okay.
So bad.
So bad.
So.
Fine.
I don't know. I've never actually had Brooklyn's Brown Ale. Is it good?
You're over here being so judgy and being like, I've actually never had it.
So, I'm sorry. We're on a podcast. What else are we supposed to do?
It is very good, actually. Yeah. I mean, it's a really good representation of a very good brown ale. You know, it's slightly dry and all that. And then, of course, there's La Folie Sour Brown Ale.
That is the best brown
ale. Come on, guys. It's sour, though.
Yeah. Okay. The best sour brown I've ever had.
Yeah. Oh,
I've had
real
so many sour browns
the
over the years.
It.
It's the best one.
Sour.
Anything else, Nick?
Let's see. We Fresnans have a new way to drink beer.
Whoa, nice.
With a straw?
With a straw.
Do we have a Fresno style drink?
That's very Fresno, you're right.
Is there now a new hat we can wear? With a straw that comes around.
How do
the front?
I drink beer at my kid's soccer game?
Yeah. No, it's a dream come true for us north of Tower. It is called the Fig Garden Craft Beer Brew Festival.
Oh yeah. God. We were texting about this.
Yes.
I forgot.
I have low expectations, but I kind of don't give a crap because I want to drink beer in the middle of
in my
the
neighborhood
lot of the village or the fig.
I can stumble home, walk home.
Yes, very walkable.
You know, I think when you have low expectations, you have, you know, a high likelihood of success.
Great. We're
during this whole endeavor.
Yeah. I mean, it's so I'm guessing Out of the Barrel is the flagship for this event, but Jack Serban Eats.
Of it.
Yeah, we've never heard of this. Jack Serban Eats is across the way. So between the two, the chances of the beer being okay to good is high.
Mm-hmm. I want to know what are they shutting down? Like, where is this a fig gig situation?
No, it's the corridor that leads you to the Whole Foods between
Out of the Barrel and Jack's.
But Whole Foods will be closed.
Really?
It won't.
No, we're so going we to have a good bathroom.
As we get
sued. They're afraid there's going to be a riot like later on from the freaking beer festival. You know those beer drinkers, they'll get in here and they'll start getting all these fucking blinies.
They'll start fingering the lettuce.
They're going to open the mango salsa in the aisle and eat it.
Yep. He's going to drink salsa from the jar in the aisle. Salsa aisle. I'm like,
when is this?
This ain't from New York City, I'll tell you that much right now.
So it's May 11th. The event will feature Crone Wolf, Mad Duck, Fear, I don't know how to say this, Fearstone Walker. Fearstone Walker.
Fearstone Walker. Oh, I can't wait to fucking go then.
I know.
Are they going to have like Barrel Age 805?
Yes, yes, they have.
I'm so down.
Cerveza, tequila barrel aged, Cerveza 805.
My homies.
See, Full Circle, Tioga Sequoia, South of Shaw, House of Pendragon, Riley's, and more.
Riley's?
Yes.
What?
Awesome. Real, okay. Real A's? Am I pronouncing it incorrectly?
No. Real A's. Okay, so are we going to have some special perfect pour hot shorts to wear to this thing, like as a group?
Well, you work on that.
I mean,
with capes,
one of the three of us would probably be appreciated in that tire, but sure,
Mikey.
Why not?
100%. Mikey's the one. Yeah, Mikey's the one. Send me your dimensions.
All right.
Hot shorts made for you.
So
the producer's all, what are you texting Stacy? Oh, my dimensions.
Did you say a milk crate?
You ever seen a milk crate? It's about my size.
I love gold.
That got my goat. Oh, I'm glad that's working.
It's working.
Broke up the monotony of the milk crate conversation.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Thanks a lot. Sorry.
That was really good.
Urban Roots Brewing. I was trying, I just had a triple. I was trying not to get a double, but I kept coming up double. So Galaxy Tactics.
Here we go.
Double IPA. It's hella unfiltered. Typical NorCal language.
So hella unfiltered, does that mean that they like actually have a radius over, like filters have to stay at least 200 yards away from the brewery?
Yeah.
When it's hella unfiltered?
Yeah. That's like super duper unfiltered.
Please remain 200 feet at all times.
Yeah. There's like a restraining order against all filters in the neighborhood. Please don't come near. This is a no filter zone.
Don't even breathe. Unfiltered.
It's sweet.
I love it.
All right. So we'll be at the Fig Garden Festival. See you there.
On the 11th. Everyone.
We'll be in shorts.
We need to be there 15 minutes before it opens. We have to be in line with our Crocs.
No, we
got to
get industry. We get our industry early.
Crocs are involved.
Early entry industry.
Oh, do we have media early entry passes?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Bitches.
We will.
I'm
going to
print some up.
Yeah, you know, nice. Print them up. Yeah, well, they're not going to know anything. You just go like, this is our industry passes. They'll be like, oh, okay.
You know what? I still have some. How do you pronounce it? Fearstone? Fearstone? Business card. We can just laminate those and all of us will wear it and be like, oh, we're with the band.
Fearstone Walker.
Uh-huh. We'll just say that one of you is David.
Yeah.
And
wait, which one's the Australian guy or English guy?
English. None of them are from the South Pacific.
Oh, okay. It's me, David. It's me, David, from Boston, Walker.
He sounds like a criminal. He's got to be from Australia.
Jeez. Oh, it's me, David, from Firestone Walker, it is.
Crikey, have you had this 805?
This one's made with dingoes.
Have you had the white label? Can you believe this shit?
Oh, my God.
Gosh.
Can't believe I'm in Fresno. Here I am, all the way from Perth, Australia.
Yes.
One. And now I'm in Fresno. Having a great time.
Oh man. Yeah. So when you just have to decide who's Adam, who's David, and I can be just an employee. It's fine.
No, you can be the
welcome.
You can be the you can be the woman that used to work for Firestone Walker that caused the ruckus. Be like, this is a person right. Everyone hates.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. I want to get like stabbed.
Is that Anne with two N's?
Yeah, Anne employee, A-N-N-E, please. Thanks. With Anne with an E. Yeah,
Anne with an E. Anne employee.
All right, so that's settled. What else? What else is happening? Come on, try and assemble the show.
Is this a news segment right now? Are we doing news?
Yeah,
this is culture.
I have some data. Oh yes, this is culture.
We call it culture. It's slightly above news.
Beer news, which is passable slightly. Boring. Okay, so my husband told me the other day. He's like, "Hey," he's like, weird shit's happening at the garden. Okay.
Uh-oh. A style watch. Is it style watch?
Hot goss, guys. Like,
doing a style watch.
I was almost ready to go to the bathroom, but I'm going to stay.
So there are folks. Hold on. Just cross your legs for a second.
Yeah. Just
bear with. All right. He's like, so he goes, there's this phenomenon that has like never happened before. You know, every once in a while, someone will walk in and be like, do you guys have Bud Light? And it was always every once in a while. And it was always somebody like over the age of 60. Oh. He's like, but now he's like, it's the typical like craft beer drinker is walking in and trying to order Bud Light. And it's different. Yeah. And he's just like, he goes, you know, and I'm not ordering it and I won't order it because like, that's just not the kind of bar we are. He's like, but it is interesting that there are people who are like ordering it in solidarity.
Right.
Because he's like, and I can tell that they're not ordinary Bud Light drinkers because like the real Bud Light drinkers will leave. Like if you don't have Bud Light, they're like,
let's go. Like, they ain't got Bud Light here.
Right. But the folks who are
leaving,
ordering it because of social media will order something else. And it's like something wild, like a mango triple IPA or something.
Like, oh, you got Bud Light? No, we don't. Give me a milkshake IPA with peaches and nectarine and lemons.
Got the highest alks and the highest concentration.
Yeah, you know what? Just give me a fucking milkshake IPA then. If you don't have any Bud Light.
I need some that triples you got. Shirts.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Are you yawning at my
story? No, not me. Oh, trust me, it's not at your story. It's my day. I mean, my night.
That's all right.
Well, it's six in the morning, Rad Stacy.
What now?
6 a.m. on Friday.
It's true. It is 6 a.m.
I have the sleeps.
And I am thankful because now I'm past the fact that I had to give an emotional intelligence presentation on Thursday. So I'm glad that's over with. And a seminar on Thursday night. Oh, I'm glad that's over with too. So thanks, guys, for getting me through it.
You're welcome. It's what we do.
Rough day.
Emotional support.
This is what we try to do. Get people through rough days.
I'm calling my presentation Emo Intel because I thought that would be funny. Welcome to my Emo Intel presentation. I got you.
Wait, are you starting a cult? What's going on?
I am so woke over here. Yeah. I might be starting a cult. I've been starting it my whole life.
Wait, did we get sucked into a cult?
Wait.
You did.
Mike, what did we get into?
I don't know, man.
Welcome.
Right, Stacy, what do you have for us? Nick has to use the little boys' room, so.
Yeah. And I need another beer.
That's more important. Another beer and pee, maybe at the same time. Whatever.
I don't know what your fridge situation is like.
My fridge is to the bathroom.
Do you have a bathroom fridge?
I do.
Okay, you're good.
Yeah.
I don't think I want any beer from your fridge.
Well, you're not welcome to my beer. So
that's rude.
Oh, now you want my beer. I see how it is.
Well, I didn't want you to shut it down so quickly. Jeez, I thought we could negotiate. Jeez. What do I have for you? I heard an interesting beer concept, actually.
Oh, okay.
Which was, and this, actually, I think it's kind of old, so maybe you guys have talked about it before, but have you heard of, like, a stock exchange bar?
Yeah, where, like, the prices, like, fluctuate according to how people are ordering.
Yes.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know that we've talked about it or not. It does seem like something Matt would have brought up. So maybe, but it's been a while. So go ahead, please, if at all.
Yeah, so it's a concept where, yeah, all of the beer prices are based on popularity. So if somebody's coming in and ordering, you know, a whole bunch of Coors Light or Yellow Belly or just like a common denomination yeah. sort of beer, the price starts to really go up. But then your local mom and pop brew a beer, sorry, stays... you know, stays at a lower cost. And so people don't feel so nervous about ordering it.
Yeah.
And then randomly throughout the night, the stock market crashes and everything's the same price for a while. Like, oh my gosh, everything's, you know, $4. I just thought it was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
It is weird though. Like, actually it was my boss that was talking to me about it. And he's like, have you heard of this? And I was like, no, it sounds weird. I don't know how much I'd be into it, but... I did think it was an interesting phenomenon because I would like to see the data at the end of the month. You know, I'd like to be like, okay, how much did the cost of Coors Light being $8 a pint actually affect the fact that it was being ordered? You know what I mean?
I feel like San Diego has one of those kind of places, or maybe it was Chicago.
Can somebody call in? Have you been to a stock exchange beer place? Beer/drink.
Wow. Sell, buy, sell.
Right. Exactly. Like, can you trade? If all of a sudden you're like, I felt like this Coors Light was a bad investment.
Yeah. Take the loss. Take the loss on
who
it.
Who can I send it to?
You take the loss. Just drain pour the rest of it and just take the loss.
Are you surge pouring some freaking left hand nitro?
Surge
something
pour. Next to the surge pour.
Nitro dry Irish stout from left hand.
Nice. I always notice left hands because I'm married to a left-hander. I was raised by a left-hander, and I've only ever dated one person that wasn't left-handed.
What?
I know, that's weird.
I'm left-handed.
See,
think there's a sign.
Kindred spirits, sinister-minded. Actually, no, you're right-minded, sinister-handed. So I don't know what that.
Wow. You got me there.
You're all... Also, don't use power tools for right-handers. It's bad for you.
Well, yeah, I almost cut my finger off one time. So.
You like, need the leftorium.
Yeah, it's pretty
yes,
messed up.
Mr. Burns, my kingdom for our left-handed, what was it?
I got
opener?
You. Hi, diddly ho, neighbor.
Tell him about the store, Homer.
Simpsons reference.
Honestly, when Flanders failed, when he opened the Leftorium, that is my favorite episode of, of the Simpsons ever.
I'm actually still kind of bummed about the Leftorium and Flanders not working out.
Did it always not work out? Because I feel like it made an appearance in several shows. It was just kind of assumed that it wasn't his main shtick. He was in pharmaceuticals, right?
Sounds right. I feel bad not...
you know more than us at this point.
Sorry. No, I'm like a big old Simpsons weirdo.
No, you're not a Simpsons weirdo. I'm embarrassed that I don't know that.
The Leftorium. Huzzah for the shopkeep.
Huzzah for the shopkeep.
Oh, goodness.
Well,
we just cut all of this out of the show. They're like, what the fuck are they talking about?
Pretty much.
Oh, man.
Our listeners are like 20 years too late to the punchline of this joke.
What else? What we got? You guys got anything else?
That was it for me.
All right.
I don't have a lot of news. My week was cray cray. But it doesn't mean I love y'all any less.
Yeah, it does. Oh. What did you talk about what you opened up, Nick, or did you not open up beer yet?
Rad Stacy pointed it out, but yes, it is a Left Hand Brewing's Dry Irish Nitro. Dry Irish style.
I love gold.
Oh, so I got to back up right now for the moment, guys. So
it is only 4.3 alks. And I hard poured it into my glass. I'm not drinking it out of the can.
Search poured it
on video. Vidya.
It's just like me, dry Irish. Just I'm not nitro. That's the only thing. That's dry only
yet.
Very dry.
I'm gonna move past that. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving? We like you, the listener, to participate in the show. This is the time of the show where you can complain about whatever it is we're doing amongst the three of us. I heard you guys last week talk about this. Well, you guys are stupid. That's most of the voicemails.
But we'll cut that out of the show so you can fuck right off.
Yeah.
They were stupid.
Yeah. We only leave in positive notes.
Only 5 stars.
Only 5 stars.
Positive vibes only.
You can call 559-492-0542 of 24/7 voicemail line, or you can email something to us. You can record on your phone. Your smartphone has a recording capability, and you can send the file of that recording to perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. Or if you've got, we haven't been getting too many of our podcasts. If you want to try out your own little podcast here on the show, you can send that, 3 minute or less recording to us that we'll check it out and we'll judge it, see if it's worthy of broadcasting to everyone else.
Yeah, baby.
Or you could just email us and write something and we'll read the email. We're going to start off with the traditional voicemails because we got plenty of traditionals this week.
Hello, Perfect Pour. This is Psycho Bear.
Psycho Bear.
And just had to share with you a little goings-on a couple weeks ago. Went out to Sonoma, Infineon Raceway. Watched the Fanatec GT.
Cars, Nick.
Cars.
Sports car race. Cars, you know, Porsches, Ferraris. Ooh. The new Ferrari 296.
Thanks, cars.
Beautiful car. Audi R10, Aston Martin's, sweet race. They didn't have much in the way of deer, so me and my buddy, me and my buddy, a lot of ghost town, some slice, had all the blinds, good stuff. I'm like, hey, let's go get a beer after. So we had this little spot I've heard of in Novato called Adobe Creek.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you've heard of it.
I know a dude that works
Some there. Of us might have heard of it.
No way.
Some of you might know that works there. Anyways, go over to Adobe Creek, have a couple beers, and who do I meet? But
please
Paul.
Yes.
Finally met Paul. Great guy. Anyways, went there and introduced myself, and it was cool. As I'm leaving, he goes, hey, hold on, psycho. And gave me a can of Old Yellow Chair Imperial Bourbon Barrel-Aged Imperial Stout. Just enjoyed that. Damn good
wow.
beer. Anyways, had to share that with you. Oh, before I forget, Mikey, I know you're a A's fan, and my Cubbies are coming to town. The 18th. Let's get it.
Swept them.
A's Stadium. Cubs. A's. Nice. Anyways, before I ramble on, just want to say,
sure you keep had up a good,
the good
time.
Work, guys. That's Mikey, the Nick 80, and Rad Stacy. Talk to you soon. Later.
Well, he had a good time.
Nice.
Because the Cubs swept the A's. Everybody sweeps A's. They might be the worst team in the history of baseball. They're looking to go for that moniker this year.
So. Wow.
I will say that I had an honor of taking a crazy driving. It was a defensive driving course at the Infineon Raceway, and it was awesome.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
What's happened over there?
I didn't die.
Oh,
you defended yourself honorably.
There's some weird audio going on in one of your guys' locations.
Yeah, it's not me.
It might be aliens.
Hey guys, it's Hoppy Libations.
Hi, Hoppy.
I hope you're well. I am driving. I just had a beer. I don't often make it down south very often, so I was over the Sunshine Skyway Bridge, which is like the big bridge here, and I was about an hour south of us in Bradenton, so I was there for an engagement party, and then I went over to Motorworks Brewing, which is a pretty big one in Bradenton,
yeah.
Like in this Tampa Bay area. So I picked up a shit ton of beer from them, and it annoys me, though, because, like, I don't know if any of you guys have this issue, but if I know that I'm going to pick up beer somewhere, I text, like, either Hobby Hubs or, like, some friends or whatever and say, hey, I'm going to X Brewery, check out the tap list and let me know if you want anything. Well, they check out the tap list, they let me know if they want anything, and then you get there, and they don't crawler, they only growler.
Ooh. Or no crawler, only growler.
Bottles and cans available, but the bottles and cans available is, like, nothing resembling the tap list at all. So it's an entirely new list, and they don't have half the stuff, or, like, their bottle list, their, like, available-to-go list does not match what they actually have. Okay. There are some bottles that are not on the list, and there are something on the list that are, like, not available. So, like, what? How am I supposed to pick up beer for people if their list is not correctly reflected on, like, social media or website? It annoys me, but anyway, I was able to do it. I also wanted to comment, because, of course, the fact that I work for a church, I like commenting on all religious stuff that you guys bring up.
Oh, no.
There is an appropriate beverage for certain occasions, such as Easter, and this is a perfect time to discuss the fact that, like, champagne or beer is perfect for Easter, because beer having yeast resembling bread, you know, Jesus's body, and the fact that it's carbonated, that there are bubbles representing him being risen. Get it?
Yes.
Get it? Also, because of the fact that at the Last Supper, when he instituted the bread and the wine, bubbly wine, such as champagne or any sparkling wine, is also an appropriate beverage on Easter, because, again, he is prison because the bubbles rise to the top. There are tons of other examples of this. Michael Foley's book, Drinking with the Saints, A Sinner's Guide to a Holy Happy Hour. I've got more, but I'm almost at 3 minutes. Keep up the good work, guys! Largo.
Nice.
Dang.
So I had champagne and I made yeast cinnamon rolls on Easter. So whoa. I rose twice.
You are risen.
What is yeast cinnamon rolls?
Just yeast bread, cinnamon rolls. So you got to go through the whole, like, kneading and rising process twice. And so they get nice and fluffy.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you've seen this or not, Rad Stacy, but in the deli dairy section of the grocery store, they got this Pillsbury crescent roll can that you peel it off the label and it pops out, and then you put it on the pan and then you're done.
Mikey, I'm going to say it's a really good thing we're not in person right now. Oh. I would slap you so hard. Like, there's something very special. You know what? And my cinnamon rolls were best in show at the Fresno Fair. Whoa, I know that we're not a huge, huge town, but they were best in show because I rise that shit my fucking self.
Whoa. Right?
Dang.
Pillsbury ain't got shit on.
Wait, are you gonna submit at the fair this year?
I will absolutely submit. I submit every year.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
You didn't
god.
Know this?
Can't wait till October now.
This? Yeah. So last year I got best in show for cinnamon rolls. Oh wait, no, cinnamon rolls and cheesecake. So I can't submit those
and
again.
Cheesecake.
I have to submit something else.
Cheesecake. Wait, Yeah. Well, you can't submit again. You can't keep submitting.
You have to wait 2 years to submit your best in show recipe.
Because then you would just win every year and piss off the cinnamon roll community.
Losers.
The whole Fresno cinnamon roll community would be like, fucking Rad Stacy and our fucking yeast rolls.
At almost 42,
freaking Rad Stacy and her yeast.
I am one of the youngest people in there. I'm walking in, like, delivering my cakes without a freaking walker. And they're just like, look at this thing. I was like, listen, here, back up.
They're all eyeing you like, look at this child walking in here. I think she's going to freaking get a ribbon.
Better get to the sizzler. Happy hour's almost over.
Yeah. It's because I bribed. It's, you know, who does all the judging is the people from Save Mart. And I like know all those people. I'm like, hey, you know what I submitted? Like, no, I'm just kidding. I don't cheat. I do not cheat at all.
Ooh, they're going to play this. The cinnamon roll community is going to play this.
No, I will tell you that since 2014, save for the pandemic, I have submitted something every single year, and I have several best in show ribbons to show for it. So
why are they not behind you?
You know your way around Zoom yeast.
Room. Yeah, I am a bakeress.
Shit, I just
to the maximus.
I'm lost it again.
I rise all the dough. Holy shit!
Bless you. Bless you. God bless you.
Bless you.
He is risen for you. Yeah, tell him God bless you.
He is risen. Your dog's out of control over there.
Oh, yeah. That was my husband's sneaking.
Sure.
Okay. Watch you.
That bird is insane.
I would be scared if my parakeet was making that loud of a sneeze. I'd be like, it died.
He just exploded. Yeah, he's done.
All right, I have lost my audio problems. I have lost the voicemails for the moment, so I'm switching over to the email until I can bring the voicemails back.
This is crazy. Because this is crazy. Asked Jeff Goldblum to call in, and he said he would.
Oh my God!
Yeah, he probably did.
Oh my God! you guys, Jeff Goldblum, did,
and he gave up.
Have you seen his show?
What have I not seen of Jeff Goldblum? I went to like a movie festival with his like shit.
With him?
I just love him. I love him. All of his stuff.
He had a show that was on. It was pretty interesting. I wish he'd do more. He went to like Nike and Specialized Bikes and some kind of sunglass company. Like he was interested in people that make stuff. That was a good show.
That's cool. You know, he's married to a woman who's like 38, so I recognize that I'm a little old for him, but...
You're still going to throw your name in that hat?
You know.
You could say you're 38.
Guys, can you hear me?
Yep.
I'm crushing it. I'm crushing cans right now. I haven't listened to all of the latest show. In fact, I've only listened to the first few minutes. But before I forget and too much time gets away from me, I want to leave a voicemail. So a follow-up on the West Coast IPA that me and Rick Davis entered in the Ben Como's Homebrew West Coast IPA competition. So it actually cleared up.
Are you making the
quite a bit. It's not perfectly clear. But just within a few days, since we use Silifine, which is a vegan-friendly fining that you can put in, cold side in the keg, and it turned it from looking like a juicy New England into just a moderately hazy West Coast. Oops, cans are falling.
Now right. He's making a dog.
The thing about that is, I don't think it's going to win because it's 8.5%, and we were aiming for 7.5%.
Speaking of,
we had too much efficiency, which threw off the bitterness sweetness situation. A little bit too sweet. It's still really good. It's really hoppy. I think it has a lot of bitterness, but we got too much sugars out of the grain. And yeah, it just a little too sweet to win it. But it's really good. I drink the F out of it, but. Anyway, other thing I want to talk about is the cans. That's why I was calling you while I'm crushing cans.
Uh-huh.
So I noticed on Alvarado Street's
The
King's No Juice, that can, that is printed on that can. There's no seam of any kind on that thing. I think that's probably one of our best sellers. I buy it quite frequently. So I could not figure out how to take the wrapper off, if you will.
Quitter.
But I've been taking wrappers off and then crushing them and just putting them with my other cans. Before that, I was keeping them in a separate bag of cans that have wrappers. But I'm gonna take them off if I can. I tried to take off the wrapper on a Humble C, and I can feel there's like a seam, but it's like shrinked or heat shrinked onto it. I cannot get it off. I mean, maybe if I cut up the can, but if I'm cutting the can open, I don't know. I might cut myself open on that. But anyway,
wait till the next day when it's over.
Keep up the great work. And I'm crushing. Listen. Hey. Sanger.
Hey, thank you, Scotty V. He's crushing his cans so he can turn them in for more beer money.
I'm a level 5 vegan. If it casts a shadow, I don't drink or eat it.
Level 5? Wow.
I'm slowly starving to death.
There's lots of
carbs.
So you can't have any citruses because they cast a shadow.
Man. Shit casts a shadow. I can't.
Well, that sucks. You're still alive, so you're doing
nice
something.
Knowing you, Stacey.
So beans, yeah.
Souls and vibes. What do you survive on?
Yeah, just souls.
Beans.
I can only eat them at night though when they don't cast a shadow.
Yeah, like only night picked beans.
New moon
beans.
Yeah.
Because if it was a full moon, they'd be cast a shadow. You can't have it.
Hmm. Factual. But I can at least charge my moon water during the full moon.
Well, I mean, yeah.
And that charges my whole soul, though. So. Can someone make a moon water IPA? Great.
The moon is cheese. You can't make beer out of it.
How dare you? It's vegan cheese.
Uh-oh. Dang it. Sorry for all these.
This moon is made with nut products.
Nut butter cheese.
Poor Stacey and Nick are trying to vamp here.
We're trying to derail this whole thing.
No, I'm having all kinds of technical difficulties because it's
because of the friendly banter going on.
This is Paul from Fairfax. Calling from Adobe Creek Brewing, where our beers are guaranteed to touch your uvula.
Yeah!
That's right.
Yeah, baby.
Guaranteed.
Folks, have you ever said to yourself, I've had plenty of beers that coat my tongue and tickle my taste buds, but not once has a beer managed to reach down and touch my uvula?
That's
all changed. Come on down to Adobe Creek Brewing, where our beers are guaranteed to touch your uvula.
Yeah.
They fucking better.
Come on down to it. See, you could, if you're a brewery, you want to slip a commercial in the perfect board, go right ahead. We'll be fine with it.
We have a nice uvula pail.
I'm Paul from Adobe Creek Brewing. I want to tell you about our uvula beers. Every beer we make will touch your uvula. Bring your kids down. We'll touch your kids' uvula, too.
Well, that's inappropriate.
And if you don't have a uvula,
well,
go down the street.
Yeah. Well, go to Lagunitas.
Well, I'll see you guys there because I don't have a uvula. Because
I don't have
totally
a uvula
about
either.
That whole thing. This shit's so funny. You touched my uvula with the sucky thing.
Hey, you touched my uvula.
Oh, man.
I know people, they're like, that can't be what it's called. We'll be damned.
Like, somebody's dressing with me. Is this like a medical school intern joke that they play on the interns at medical school?
Probably.
People are like, that can't be real. No, it's real.
Hey, perfect poor boys and girls. This is Paul I was very disheartened to learn that cans are not recyclable unless the labels are peeled off. I've had concerns about cans for a while. The inner polymer liner, alcohol is a solvent, and the longer it sits there, it's leaching the plastic into its contents. If it's a sour beer, acid is a solvent, so it's leaching even more of that plastic crap into your beer. Yeah. So, you know, if you get a beer super fresh and you pour it into a glass right away, it's probably fine. But the longer it sits in that can, the more it's soaking up that crap. I'm still a big fan of glass, and unfortunately, you can't find a lot of beers in bottles anymore.
Yeah, you're gonna stop.
And speaking of glass and nostalgia, Rad Stacy, you may remember this beer. This was a New Belgium beer back in the days of when everything was in glass. I can't remember the name of the beer, but it was a Polish style Grotzen, if I'm saying that right. It was a porter that was slightly tart. So good. So fucking good. The world needs more weird beers like that. You know, it's such a homogenous beer culture right now. I want more breweries to be experimenting with stuff like that. So more bottles, less plastic, less bullshit, more experimentation. That's what I want. And what I want from you all is to keep up the good work. Guys and girls, cheers. Bye.
Bye.
Oh my God, I know which beer he's talking about. It's going to take me a second, but I will think of it before the end of the show. Right. I almost
That's all
promise.
Matters, that you'll be able to come up with it.
I will. Yeah. Over. It was actually a collaboration with a band.
Oh.
I know what he's talking about. Yeah, I do. Give me a minute, Paul.
Between you and you, Rad Stacy, and Paul, they're just depressing me that there's all kind of stuff in my can now. Like, you, well, I'm not worried about sour beers because I don't drink them on purpose. So, but.
Well, and I think, you know, with the really high grade polyurethane liner that's going in those cans is not leaching as much, you know, chemical and degradative kind of stuff that people are thinking. Also, any of that stuff that's going to affect you, like it's already in your drinking water. I hate to.
No, it's not.
I know. I hate to like no, my throw water. That shit in there, but the beer's probably safer than like some of the.
Excuse like, me, Rad Stacy. I drink Dasani bottled water, and Dasani bottled water is like
okay
better.
Sure. Yeah, you keep telling yourself that. That's fine.
I actually drink a lot of tap water, so
it's Clutch.
Clutch.
I think it's Clutch sour.
Oh man,
beer that he was thinking of. I actually still have the long sleeve shirt. I can wear it on next week's show if anyone wants to like see a picture. I have the Clutch shirt still. Paul, if it's Clutch, call back in and tell me.
Yeah,
because I think that's
what
you're
just call
about.
Back in and say yep, that's what it was.
It could be a different one, but Clutch was. Fucking awesome. Yeah.
What a clutch pool, Rad Stacy.
I know. Yeah. Clutch. Yep. Clutch.
You're beer. So. Stop trying to make clutch happen.
That's so clutch.
That's so clutch.
You're so clutch. Mm. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks for reminiscing with me.
What's up, Perfect Poetry? You be here and I'm in the car wash. So, really, home, some quick little thing. I had a busy week, man. First day was celebrating my son's 21st birthday at Lala's Brewery. Had a phenomenal evening. My son is 21 now, homie, so now I have another beer drinker in the family. After that, the following day was Easter. Hung out and had some Easter beers. The following day, which was Monday, I brewed at 818 Brewery, man. We made my beer, homie. Brought my son with me because he's of age now and he can be part of it. So he actually partaked a lot in the brewing session. And I was just there, taking pictures and just videotaping everything, homie. Documenting everything, Holmes. So that got done, and then the new weekend came in, and it was Lagerville, homie, in Buellton, California. This is the earliest I ever had to wake up for a beer festival. We left my house at 8:30 in the morning to be there by 10:30 because doors open at 11 a.m. Man, we had a phenomenal day, homie. The drive was crazy, but it was well worth it, homie. Lagers galore. I had beers from Germany. Breweries from Germany were there. From Australia. Had Pint House from Texas. Wayfinder had so many stuff I can't remember. Good thing they were lagers, so you could actually have a lot of them. Met Julian of Beechwood, took a selfie with homie, met the owners, the husband and wife of Liquid Gravity. I got a green, I got a green card. I got a full-blown VIP tour offered by them. Probably will take them up on that. Just amazing evening, man. I met the brewer of Green Cheek. I met the brewer of Highland Park Brewery, homie, Bob. Bob, what's up, homie? I told him to listen to the Perfect Pour. Bob was an awesome-ass dude. Sent me home with a couple cans of baseball. Just amazing beer festival. Food was off the hook. Amazing band. Just a quick thing. If you ever go to a beer festival, don't bring your own goddamn speaker. There was this fucking piece of shit guy with two Bluetooth speakers, one strapped to the front, one strapped to the back, just fucking playing EDC or techno, deep house, trance, house, acid, whatever that fucking music was. Homie, we're not in junior high anymore, man. Get over it. You're not young anymore. You're an old-ass fucking dude with fucking Bluetooth speakers strapped to your body. And you're walking around looking like a fucking idiot. So I want everybody, every festival, every brewery to ban dumbasses that have Bluetooth speakers strapped to them. Okay? It was offensive. I fucking hated this guy, man. It's like every time I went up to a tent and I wanted to chop it up with the bartender or the brewer guy, this fucking guy was right there, dude. It's like, shut the fuck up, bro. They had a great band. This guy was ruining it. It's just, don't do that. Fuck that guy. Fuck Mr. Bluetooth guy. And if you see one out there, tell him, cheer your beer. Says, fuck you and your fucking Bluetooth. All right, that's it. That's my rant. Love you guys. Hey, I just want you, homie. Peace out. Oh, if you're going to be in Thousand Oaks,
come on,
May 7th, I will be pouring for 818 Brewery at the Thousand Oaks Chili and Craft and Car Show, which is a Sunday. So, Nick, I don't know if you roll up to that, but this is at TO. I will be pouring for 818 Brewery. Me, Wifey Chu, Wifey Sister, and her husband, we will be there representing 818 Brewery. My beer will not be pouring that day, but the following weekend is my release for my beer. More to come on that. Just keep your eyes open, like I said. If you're going to be in TO that day, May 7th is a Sunday, Chew Your Beer will be pouring for 818. All right, homies. I have to watch you. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew. There's a lot of information. Go back and listen to it again if you need. Yeah.
Rewind. Be kind.
I don't have anything going on the 7th, but I'm doing something on the 6th.
Uh-oh. You won't tell anyone.
You never know. Maybe I'll go to T.O. I know that rhymed. I didn't mean it to do that, but you never know. I might go to T.O.
Yep.
I used to work Thousand Oaks. That was like my territory with the NBB back in the dizzy.
A Thousand Oaks. Are there really a thousand?
I didn't put up with any fucking Bluetooth speakers.
How many oaks are there? Are there like 10 oaks really? And they call it 1,000 oaks?
What's really crazy is there's actually 1,001.
Oh, okay.
I know. Yeah.
But like that doesn't roll off the tongue for a town.
It's one more than 1,000.
1,000 oaks.
I remember there was a restaurant there in Thousand Oaks that was called All Tied Up. And I thought it was really funny because it was
Tied Up.
AI. I know. Yeah.
Nice.
All clever. Tied up. And I was like, oh, that's so clever. Tie me up,
eh? Oh, we've got an email from Marcus.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Perfect Poor Leaders. A confession is in order. I was the hang up on the Perfect Poor the last week or so. Remember there was a hang up? We're trying to figure it out. It was Bakersfield, Erico. Apologies. But it was probably for the best. I was all set to leave my very first Perfect Poor podcast voicemail after being inspired over recent weeks by callers who had so much random background noise going on during their calls that it took the pressure off. And I thought, hey, I could do that. But being all set and dialed, I had a mallet and a bucket of glass and a shtick ready to go where I was going to call while working a shift at a glass breaking factory. And my boss was on my ass because it was a busy day and being all deli pickle jar day. And I was all Cali goes through Perfect Pour machine message plays. And I inhale a breath and my daughter opens the door to the garage to see her dad holding a cell phone, sitting on one bucket, brandishing a mallet over a bucket filled with random glass, while a great glass of beer sat beautifully at my side. I hung up. My daughter got something out of the garage fridge, goes back inside. I prepped another phone attempt, call goes through, message beeps, daughter opens the door again to see exactly as I had been during her previous entrance. I hang up.
What the hell?
My daughter just stops in her tracks and goes back inside. I sit quietly for a moment, cancel my dumb show. I set the mallet down. I drink my beer and move on as the magic was gone. Then you mentioned the hang up. Explanation ensues here. For better or worse, at least my daughter got something to ponder out of it. Other stuff. Mysterious box. Wanted to add another layer to the Wazoo lore. I sent that kind lad a couple of beers through you, also kind folks, a while ago. Next thing I know, on April 1st, a box arrives at my doorstep. What kind of gag is this? Oh, a box. Sure. I scoffed. Okay, whoever is watching, I'm getting his box now. But it was a box, and this box were beers. Beers from Wazoo. Wazoo! A great selection of wonderful cans, including my very first non-collab beers from Slice Beer Company. Frostburn, Cold IPA, Smell the Flowers, Hazy IPA. Delicious. All the beers went down well, so a thank you out to Wazoo, and another page added to the story of the generous Wazoo Corvette. Oh my gosh, this is a long email. Spring cleaning. After much personal inner debate, I recently eliminated almost every empty saved beer bottle and beer can in my garage.
Oh man.
A few hundred. No, they were not involved in the previously mentioned defunct glass breaking skit. best decision. Felt lighter in the world for it. The setup looked great, as does such a setup looks great in the Perfect Pour studio, as witnessed in the live stream on the 500th episode. But my collection was heavy and felt like a cluttered burden for a long time. I'm not recommending a Perfect Pour studio overhaul, but if any listener is teetering on clearing out their own treasured empties, it can definitely help things feel lighter. And lastly, a beer respond. Nick, a gentlemanly gesture by you forwarding your Kern River / 50/50 collab electric puppy machine to Rad Stacy, but I can offer up another can if wanted, you know, being a stout and all. A note to listeners that might be interested in this beer. What was originally a brewery-only pickup beer that got thwarted due to rains and flooding is still available on Kern River's online shop for California shipping.
Oh, dang.
Okay.
Someone fan, Mikey, he might be out of breath. Keep up the good work, guys. Cheers. And that's Marcus the Pint Stuff. So that beer he's referring to, I have in the fridge, Nick. If you need it, I have it because it's. I've been waiting because it's, you know, like
barrel. The Kern River?
Stuff. Yeah.
No, I have it too.
Okay, but I think he's thinking you gave it to Rad Stacy. No, I don't think that.
I think
we discussed it. Yeah,
and she said she was going to reach out to her contact personally.
Yeah, and then my husband ordered some beer from her, but there's none of that one, so I don't know.
Well, it's still in the fridge if you want.
Hey, check it out. Bring it in a secret package to the Fig Garden Beer Fest, and we can let's drink it in front of Brow Beauty. I almost said Brow Beauty.
Is there something called Brow Beauty?
Either way,
a Fresno.
It's over by Hungry Bear Cookies. Instagram they'll never know.
Brow Booty.
we can rate it, and then we'll go into the fest.
Well, I have beers to give you and Nick that I'm sitting in my fridge right now. But
you're like, are they farmhouse ales?
To drive around.
The farmhouse.
They love these farmhousers.
All the farmies.
Man, I felt like that email voicemail was kind of great. It felt kind of Charles Dickens-y, but I liked it.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
that was my first
read through. Like, if I had read it a few times, I probably could have delivered it better, but that was first one take.
That was great. I never would have known.
Yeah, right.
Hey, guys, this is B.A. Cyclone from Iowa checking in. I hope you guys are doing great. I'm enjoying a hazy triple collab. Collab by
Hazy
Dimensional and Lua Brewing, two of the finest breweries in Iowa, put together this triple. And so, of course, it has to be awesome. Mosaic Cryo, Nelson and Strata. Can't go wrong with that hot bale, I don't think. It was delicious. Rad Stacy, I picked up a Pilsner. I'll try to send you a can. There's a brewery here in Iowa that does one every spring with a baseball theme on it. They have it for their opening day of baseball called Over the Ivy. The Iowa Cubs, the AAA team from the Chicago Cubs, is there in Des Moines.
Yeah,
it's a Des Moines brewery.
And
so they brew a Pilsner every year called Over the Ivy. It's a Czech Pilsner. And so
yes.
I was looking around for Pilsners since you guys have been talking about it. Well, Stacy's been talking about it. And
I have not.
This one is a Czech Pilsner.
I had
one the other day, and I really got a taste of, I guess it's rice malt. It tastes had a distinct rice flavor.
Very
so I'm guessing that's what they use for the malt bill.
Ricey.
And then some of the other ones are German Pilsners. And so I'm curious what you think, Stacy. I'm sure I can look it up on Untappd what the differences are, but I'm curious if you can tell a difference or what if you have a preference or what your thoughts are on the differences between those two. And I think there's also, I saw there's an Italian Pilsner as well. So that's kind of interesting. I'd never noticed that before.
I do like Italian.
So I'll try to send you a copy of that, a can of that. And Mikey, I'll probably. Oh, I was going to say the collab with the Stylized Thiels or
stylized?
Stylized?
Drop this week, so I'll probably get a copy of that
stylized?
Too, and a can of that too, and send that to you guys as well. Or at least to you, Mikey, because it's a hazy. But anyway, I think everything's going on great out here. Enjoying spring, looking forward to new beers and more
patio
triples.
Weather.
Hope you guys are doing great. Check your dates, absolutely, and by Iowa.
And by
Iowa. I do one of my favorite, like if you can get it real fresh and amazing, is Pilsner Urquell, which is a German Pilsner. But is it a Pilsner or a Pilsner?
Pilsner.
Pilsner.
Pilsner or a Pilsner?
Pilsner. Oh, yeah.
By the way, I opened up during like an earlier voicemail a black lager called Nothing Is Certain. It is from Urban Roots and Wazoo Corvette and Urban Roots, because I kept coming up with freaking doubles and I'm just like, dude, I can't do another double. So finally I had to drink a black lager just so I don't
pass out.
That's like my favorite style. Like what my I actually think that is my favorite style is a black lager. Like if I see it on a tap list, I'm like, I want that. You want a taster? Because usually they're just like, you want a taster because people don't think it. I'm like, bitch, give me 16 ounces.
Bitch.
I don't need a taster.
And that is
just
not sexist at all. It doesn't matter if it's
they're
man
like
or a woman or
they're
whatever.
Convinced
like,
you're not gonna like it. They're like, no. Everybody's
gender
not like this. You want a taster.
Degradation.
Right. If you ask me if I only want to taste it when I say with confidence, I want the black lager.
Yeah.
You can fuck right off.
But you are a woman. You don't know to speak.
You're not a woman. You cannot like
this. Do you
this.
Have any like girly bears?
I'm sorry. It's not sweet. Okay.
You do you have anything that tastes like a daiquiri?
Yeah.
Grant.
Do you have any beers that are like a daiquiri?
Let me grant.
We have daiquiris. No. I want a beer that's like a daiquiri.
Yeah.
Oh, we have, you know what? Somebody's going to make a freaking daiquiri lactose double something or
finally.
Other now, and I can't find
my stomach's hurting already. Stop saying that.
Enjoy this crazy adjunct 18 hole lager. Hey. Yeah.
18 hole lager?
Yeah, that's what you're having on the 18th hole.
Yep.
Is you're having some kind of like lactose pilsner.
You're like, fuck it, man, it's the 18th hole. Let's have our lactose.
You're making all the poor choices. You can't, you cannot.
Wow.
P-O-U-R. Choices.
Oh.
Just pour it.
That should have been the name of our podcast.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she
what? Wait, sorry, Nick. This voicemail song.
I know it's got to happen.
What did it say, Nick? What?
Rad Stacy, can we rewind?
No.
14 years. Oh. And rename this podcast "Poor Choices."
Is it available? Damn it!
Maybe it could be our spin-off.
Great.
Life is a lie.
This is what I'm going to, this is in my deathbed. I'm going to be like, cause it's going to be the future. So I'm going to be like 110 or something.
Yeah.
You can.
Oh yeah. Easily.
I'm going to be like, my great, great granddaughter is going to be like, no, grandpa, don't die. I'm like, oh, I should have named the podcast "Poor Choices." And then I'd be dead.
We call it "Perfectly Poor Choices."
Perfectly poor choices. Well, we can rebrand, I guess.
I quit.
Nick quit. Nick quit, everyone.
I quit.
Nick quit.
I've already made so many stickers.
I've already made so many. So like, why don't you quit, Nick? Well, I've already made so many stickers.
Can't go back.
You can't go back now. Listen to podcasting about podcasting podcasts with the, when they give you advice, they're like, oh, don't do inside jokes. Don't do that. And in this podcast is like, we only do inside jokes.
We only do inside jokes.
Everything is inside.
But you're invited.
Yeah, you're invited. But if you didn't start listening 10 years ago, you're out.
Yeah. You're out.
You don't know what the fuck is
going
on.
You'll never catch up.
Like, I tried losing a burp bar. I don't know anything that's happening.
I always tell people just pretend that you know what's going on and it'll all work out.
Yeah, because nobody's there with you. You're listening by yourself. Right. Nobody can check you. You'd be like, oh, my God, this is such a great inside reference. You don't know because you don't listen. And then it's your first listen to the show. And you
know. Exactly.
I get this.
You don't. The Nick 80, what did you drink this week? This.
Oh, man. So I had a Friday afternoon lunch beer, rare for me.
Oh, man, that sounds great.
Yeah, lunch beers on a Friday. There's nothing better.
Man, I can't wait till I'm retired. I can have lunch beers.
Like Nick.
Yeah, lunch I can beers. Be like Nick.
Yeah. I'm retired. I just do this for fun. Mm-hmm. You're welcome. I had a Lancelot IPA. I'm doing my community service.
Right.
Yep.
Yes.
Lancelot IPA. Nice.
Lancelot.
Huh? Lancelot. More like. Nah. Damn it.
Come on now.
I'm gonna back out. I'm backing out.
More like Lance a little.
Yeah. More. Oh, come on. Wow. See that?
That was so easy.
Yeah. It was easy. Well, I'm Rat Sissy. I'm sobering up because I'm having a black lager, and so I'm sobering up now.
That's right. He's coming down
these
off.
Black lagers making me stupid.
Yeah, these black lagers are straightening me out.
They're so low on the alcohol.
Yeah, I could have. I could have these at work. I like my boss would be like, "Oh, I think I saw you drinking beers on your lunch, Mike." You can't drink beers. You're working. No, that's okay. It was a black lager.
It was a black lager.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't know. You're not a beer geek, but I was drinking black lager, so that's fine.
Yeah. They actually hydrate you.
Yeah, actually, out. I'm pretty focused. I'm going to kick ass on my second half of my day, my work day. I'm going to be pretty badass. You just watch me. By the way, can I go home early today?
But being so focused tires me out.
Yeah, pretty worn out.
All the B vitamins in this black lager have a negative effect. I
kind of think it's going to be better off for us as a work day, as a company, if I'm not here. So
I'm thinking of the company.
I'm trying to think of us. The company.
Outside myself.
We're much better if I'm not here.
And what did you think of this Lancelot enjoyed it?
In the can, it's okay.
So what? I'm sorry.
It's that okay.
Hey, what?
I mean, a shining review.
Yeah.
Of that particular beer. In the can.
Yeah, it was okay.
Feel like dumping it out. Yeah. Great. I roped up the dog and went over to Gazebo Gardens and had myself a Topa Topa Chief Peak IPA, which is pretty great.
I'm not done.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Well,
Nick has more beer.
I thought, you know what? You can't just go in with Lancelot and get all mopey and then expect me to not think that you're done.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
I mean, you're leaving. If you're going to get mopey, that feels like the ending. So, come on.
I had Lancelot. Well,
that was the prequel to my real beer for the weekend.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead. Cut me out, Mikey.
2023 Paul Rabola.
If I could, I would, Rad Stacey.
Oh, my God. Wait. You had 2023 Parabola. Okay.
I sure did.
Hold the phone. Everyone be quiet.
Shh. Let's have 1 minute of a regular beer podcast here. Let's focus. All right, here we go, Nick.
I haven't had it yet.
What is the 2023 parabola like?
What did it do to your uvula?
No, Rat Stacy, we're being a normal beer podcast for 1 minute. Come on, let's do it, guys. 1 minute of a normal beer podcast, okay? Shh, and starting 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Nick.
It changed my life.
I thought you looked different.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I'm uvula challenged. You guys don't know this about me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is a safe space.
Go ahead and talk about your uvula experiences, Nick.
I had enlarged tonsils as a kid.
Oh no. I'm sorry, Nick.
So my uvula is misshapen.
And
I no longer have the aforementioned tonsils.
Matt told me about this in private, and I swore I would never tell this, but
so
now that you're
the
saying
beer
isn't
hits
that
my
a HIPAA violation?
Different. I am providing the information
fine.
Voluntarily. You did not read this off a computer in the back room.
By the way, we lasted about 5 seconds of a normal podcast.
I'm sorry.
We're all at fault, Rad Stacy. Don't say
that. Yeah, so I don't experience beer as you guys do. I don't know what it's like.
That should have been our podcast name. I don't experience beer as you do. That's the name of the podcast.
The Differently Beard.
Mm-hmm. Differently Beard, yes.
That this should have been named you drink beer like an idiot. That should have been our podcast name.
Well, did you drink the whole thing by yourself?
Hell yeah.
Did you taste it with anybody else? Did you like have
I'm
anyone
sorry.
Else taste it with you? Did
you were
you
not
you
there
taste-
when they put parabola in 12-ounce bottles? What
I,
is that?
I was there.
They did that because of Nick. A lot of people don't know that because
22 ounces, they, no problem.
They
used
it, yeah, they put them in bombers and everything is fine. And then Nick started drinking and they're like, oh man.
They're like, well, we've gotten a lot of complaints from.
Yeah. From next door app in Fresno's blowing up because some guy's drinking parabola. Yeah.
We got a lot of complaints from the population, the non-beer geek population about Nick drinking parabolas. Some city councilman,
all by himself.
Some Paso Robles city councilman had to fucking put up a junction to be like, no, Firestone Walker can only do parabola in 12-ounce cans and beer in bottles now.
It's my fault.
Dude,
it really is my fault.
I wish it was in 12-ounce cans. That'd be neat.
Sure. Well,
no,
well,
the
stuff
bombers.
that Paul was saying,
hashtag
like
personal beer fest.
Won't a parabola like burn the walls down of a can, and then I'll have to drink all the can wall burn?
So
all the polymeric lining would be eaten away.
Ah, man, everything.
Did you even pour like a half an ounce out for somebody with a regular uvula just to check you, just to make sure that it was like. Fresh.
Could you taste? Hey man, I don't have. Hey, I'm sorry, man. I don't have a uvula. Could you taste this for me and see if it's okay? Oh sure. That was Nick at
the parking lot.
Yeah,
that was
Shell Station. Like, hey man, could you taste this for me?
I'm tasting this correct.
Yeah, like okay, yeah. Sorry. You're in the parking lot and some guy comes up to your window. And you're like, oh shit, what's this gonna be about? And he's like, hey man, could you taste this? I don't have a uvula.
I actually would, pay to just be able to record that interaction. I just want to see that go down. Okay. So in all seriousness, I've heard some interesting things about 2023 parabola and I haven't had it yet. I intend on having it. But I want to know like top five things that you think are different from 2022.
The top five things in this year's parabola.
Three things. I'm sorry. Three things.
All right. Yeah. Come on. That's crazy. Rad Stacy. Let's go three.
Okay. I'm sorry. I got a little wild.
Nick.
To be honest, I don't notice anything 22 maybe seemed more watery. This seemed to bring back the balance that it had in previous years.
Okay.
So I think it was actually better than last year's. I don't know if I could pick out three since it's been over a week since I've had just the one bottle. Maybe a second bottle would perk my interest. Yeah.
I would like to taste it like against 20.
Oh, Mike, you want a second bottle of the Parabola, you do, eh? We'll send that right down to you.
I heard that 2023 was incredibly European, like super herbal, like freaking anise and like, you know, the licorice and fennel and like all these other like rosemary, like super, super crazy fucking on like rosemary, the almost like the Belgian beer spectrum. So that's what I heard, but I haven't had it yet. So I was, when you said 2023, I was like, oh shit. Like, cause I heard it was really different. Comes. So I wanted to know.
Hey,
I got excited. I was like,
okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't have a better answer for you.
Getting really excited.
It was good.
Awesome.
Does that help?
It does help. And now I just want to taste it myself now. So
yeah.
Yeah.
No, I did not dive that far into it. I wish I had two to compare, but
sorry.
I'm going to find one. We're going to taste it before the fig
gig
fork fest thingy that we're gonna go to
on the fork fest
11th of May.
Fork fest for fork fest. Enthusiasts with wait did you get this at the market, Nick? Did I miss that? Where you got it at?
Oh man, yes. Yeah, I did not get it at Costco for $8 a bottle like I saw the day after I bought it.
Sucker. Oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
what who at Firestone Walker approved that to be at Costco? That's bullshit.
It's a handshake deal.
Think of the random Costco guys like, oh fuck Parabola, bro. Like, no.
Yeah, well, they buy it and they put it in their garage until Christmas time, and then they give it to their son-in-law.
But they don't like there's not...
after it's weathered the summer.
Parabola at Costco.
Full summer temp.
Yeah.
Full Fresno garage summer.
Yeah.
This has been treated in a Fresno garage.
Fresno is exactly what it's Parabola needs.
That's what brings out the anise.
The anise is very, very anise. Present after that particular microwaving process.
Anything besides the Parabola, Nick?
No, we can move on to Red Stacy now.
That was it. That's all I had with the other thing that I said. I feel bad that I interrupted.
I just really want to talk about Parabola. Don't worry.
No, I got really excited when you said it. Now I have to go get it. No, I really do want to taste it with all. I'm going to bring three glasses. We're going to taste it in Fig Garden. And then we're going to go directly to the Firestone booth in the festival and tell them exactly what we think.
Shame them. Okay.
So we're going to have a third and a third and a third. Everyone's going to have 4 ounces. We're just going to slam it.
I'm already nervous.
Develop three talking points and just go walk right fucking in there.
Three distinct talking points.
Right. And they all have to be very different and conflicting.
Hey, where's... where's Brindleson, bro?
Like, I need to talk to who's in charge here.
It's like,
who's in charge of this jockey box?
I'm just a...
Yeah.
I'm just a volunteer, sir. Bring out Brindleson, you motherfucker.
Where's the Aussie?
Where's the Australia guy?
Man.
I don't think we have that.
Yeah, so all I had really this week was kind of psychotic for me. So I tried not to get too inebriated. So I did have some Chief Peak IPA from Topa Topa. I am a big fan of Topa Topa. So
did you get that at the market? Where did you get that?
No, I got it at Gazebo Gardens.
Oh, yeah, Gazebo Gardens. I'm sorry.
Rose?
Hey, sorry.
Bros. So there's actually a lot of Topa Topa over at Gazebo right now. If you're looking to buy some roses and have some nice beer, mm-hmm. Go check it out.
Tacos and beer.
Yeah, tacos and beer. And he recently purchased some 50-50 beer as well. So if you're looking for some, just shake it up a bit.
Yeah.
You know, try something new.
Shake it up.
We always make sure the lines are clean and everything's operating properly over there. So
Saturday is Porch Fest here in Fresno. Where in the Tower District, they have, I want to say maybe 50, 50 might be too many, 30-ish porches where a band's play
about 30
all day in Fresno. You just walk around and it's in front of people's houses. It's a music festival in front of people's houses.
It's also Earth Day, and I'll be at Fresno City College, actually doing some Earth Fest stuff for Green Burial. Hey, come check out my
turn yourself into a talk. Tree.
I know. Yeah, you can.
Ooh.
Hey, I'll do whatever you want with your body. You just
gotta
let me know.
Rad Stacy.
Is that exclusive?
That's a
to
quote.
After death,
quote from Rad Stacy. You can just can pull that out of context, people, and just quote Rad Stacy what she just said right there.
I'll do whatever you need that you want to happen to your body. I'll
Rad Stacy, podcaster from the perfect.
Might not like it. But Wait. You're supposed to wait till after I'm dead.
Wait. You said it. You said it on the podcast. That means it's true. That means you have to do it.
Yeah. Anyway, Earth Day. Yeah. So Porch Fest and Earth Day happening in coincidedness. That's not a word, but you know what I mean.
Did Porch Fest organizers involve that? I think, Nick, are you going to Porch Fest? Because last year you were out of town, I feel if I remember correctly.
Porch Fest. Is that this Saturday?
Yes.
No, I will be un-Earth Day-ing, as in burning fossil fuel, as in we're having a car show
you son of
Fresno
a bitch.
Fresno County. Yeah. We invite all fuel-burning vehicles to congregate in one area.
I'll bring my Mazda.
Perfect.
I'll rev it up.
Take your restrictor plates off.
That's right.
I'm just going to go there and idle the whole time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Lots of idling.
I'm going to idle the
fuck out of
that place.
Lots of revving. Like, hey, let's hear it. Vroom,
vroom, vroom, vroom. Can I just bring my lawnmower?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Just start it.
Any gas-powered engine is welcome.
I'm gonna start it and then stop it and then start it and stop it so I can get that full smoke out of it.
Oh yeah.
I might bring the edger too, just like both of them. Just kind of
let them.
Hey,
they need to gotta burn this tank off. It needs fresh gas.
I am against putting smoke in the air. I just want to be clear. We're just having fun.
Yeah. Okay, Traeger. Okay, Mr. Traeger.
Yeah, I do worry, but it's only 5 minutes of smoke, and then the rest of the time it's fine. But I do worry about that. Like, the Traeger will, like it'll smoke for about 2 minutes, like bad smoke, like holy fuck.
Yeah,
like, my neighbors are going to call the freaking fire department smoke, and then it's fine after that. So it's got to get through those 2 minutes of really bad smoke.
It's okay though, because I recycle.
Like,
I feel
I'm very loud in my backyard with my Traeger's going. Like, it's okay. It's just a Traeger, guys. It's okay, everyone.
It'll be friendly in a minute.
I'm just making one hot dog. One hot dog. All the smoke is for one hot dog.
You got to get the char just right.
Yeah, I got to get
it
right.
It's for the dog. I mean, the dog's particular.
All right. Well, I cannot bring up my I cannot see what I did on Untappd this week, but I'm sure I really drank some great beers. I checked them in really well.
We know you did.
They're really top-notch beers that everyone's jealous about, but I was the one that had them, and they didn't have them, and it was a great time. No, it was a budget beer week for me. Let's see if my memory will jog. Nope, it's not coming to me. But I had like two different beers because I bought a six pack and another six pack, and it was a boring fucking week. But look,
did you have a Barrel House IPA?
I did. Oh, thank you, Nick. The Nick 80.
Yeah.
I went to Barrel House for the first time because they were actually open.
How are you not talking about this? This is news.
Well, I forgot until Nick reminded me where I went.
You blocked it out.
I blocked it out. No, because the Barrel House tap room in the River Park, every time I had an opportunity to go, it was closed for private event. I'm like, fuck you, motherfuckers.
Oh, that's right.
But this time it was finally open. I had a chance to go in and order a beer.
Yeah. Did you also have a Citra Fresh Hop Cold IPA?
I did. It was a cold IPA. What? And it was lager heavy. And then I know cold IPAs are made with lager yeast, so it's supposed to be. But this is like very, like some of the cold IPAs, you can extremely hardly cold. Taste the lager. Yeah, it's hella cold. But this one was not hella cold. It was hella very cold, lagery. Bro. But that's
did not. You also have a flashback time from Society?
I did. And it's got like a kind of a Back to Future theme on the can. And yeah, that was cool. I got that at the market.
Oh, man.
You guys are so into the market. Dude, I mean, I love the market, too.
You got to go. Singles. I'm kind of far away. There's no other place in Fresno that has two ends of singles.
And then did you have a Liquid Gravity Tactical Tropics?
Yeah, I had that, but I don't remember it. Not memorable, Nick. I don't know why you brought it up.
Made a huge impression.
Then did you have a spider spacesuit from Casa Agria?
Yeah, also another one. Unmemorable. Forgotten. Already forgot it.
Well, 3.75 is apparently unmemorable for you, so.
Yep. Oh yeah, if I
that
go
below, kind of high.
If I go below, no, because I, you know, I feel bad, so I'm always like a four. If I don't have a strong opinion about it, I just put it a four, and then. But if I go below,
so you're leading people astray.
But well, like nobody's nobody gives influencer. A shit what I rate on Untappd, Brad Stacey. But like, if Mikey I go does, under I a know. Four, if I go under a four, you messed up somewhere.
You know what? Mikey in the moment, I feel, cares a whole lot. That's what I'm just saying.
Mikey in the moment, a new show from the Dorktown Network.
And then today, we've he's invented like, well, like that guy doesn't know. Yeah. Mikey in the moment.
Yeah. Woo, 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 woo. Woo, 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 yeah. So,
I just feel like that's a high rating for unmemorable. I don't know. I'm just.
Yeah,
you know what,
maybe I'm too nice.
To the show, call in and let us know.
Yeah, I might be too nice, but sometimes I'm like pretty pissed off and I'll like rate something like a two just because I'm like, this is fucking bullshit, man. But that's
I
after
bought this for the label.
Yeah.
And
this
sucks.
Is a label buy and it tastes like a label buy.
Oh, man.
In fact, you know what? I actually tasted the label yes. to see you know if what? It was better than
turns
what was
out
inside.
It's better. I don't know who made this beer, but I hate them.
It's just some poor sap trying.
Yeah, he's like, man, I'm just trying to make a living, man. Well, I fucking ate your beer.
Well, read a book.
Yeah, wow. You're in the wrong business, bro. All right, that's enough. Sorry, everyone.
Yeah.
Cheers, cheers. The end of the show, really, and we're giving us some cheers. Nick, do you have some cheers?
Cheers to, man, who haven't I cheered in a while? I don't know.
Somebody cheers cool. to people. Cheers to who? Sorry.
Cheers to Wazoo Corvette.
Wazoo. Stacy, do you have any cheers?
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna cheers Florida Steve because he like tags me. Yeah, he tags me in a lot of Untappd stuff, and I appreciate that because I'm just like, oh, that's some shit that I like wouldn't try at all, and I love having somebody else's perspective on stuff. Nice. So thank you. Yeah, thank you for tagging me and allowing me to cheers you from afar, because I'm
coast.
Probably not going to make it to Florida in a while, but you never know.
You never we know.
We have to get it in the Keys.
Oh,
homies.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's do it.
Willards. 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 Willards.
Let's do the Bermuda Triangle.
Willards. No, they closed that.
No. They closed Willards? Yeah.
That's fucking stupid.
No, the Bermuda Triangle.
That's not closed. You can't close that.
They closed it. They closed it.
They closed the beer muta triangle.
Amelia Earhart was the last.
The beer muta triangle.
Bro, I'm down here at beer muta.
If there's not a bar called the beer muta
triangle,
beer muta triangle, bro.
The beer muta. See,
I'm trapped. This show is trapped in the Bermuda Triangle. Nobody can hear it. If you're if you can hear this show right now, you're in the Bermuda Triangle, and nobody else can know. Everyone else thinks you're dead. You think you're alive. You're like, oh, the world's normal, and I think I'm alive. You're not. You're dead. You're here with us in the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, and you're going to wake up tomorrow, you're going to get dressed, go to work, you're going to be like waving to everybody and just thinking that people are just being assholes, not waving back. Listen, they can't see you.
No.
You're dead.
You're dead.
Sorry.
You're dead.
You're dead. Guess what? You're dead.
Hey, you're dead. Sorry. You're dead.
Awful. But hey, I'm the right person to be your friend.
Yeah, but at least you're here with cool people.
You didn't read the handbook.
As long as you can still get buzzed.
Just read the handbook.
Like, even if this is hell, it's like, well, can I still get buzzed? Can I still get beer buzzed? And they're like, oh, yeah, you can still do that. I'm like, all right, that's cool. I'll deal with it.
Yeah, it's the Bermuda Triangle.
I will say that a very dear and awesome friend of mine, when I first got this job in the afterlife industry, he got me the book from Beetlejuice. Yeah. The handbook.
The handbook for the recently deceased. The guide for the,
yes. Yeah, the handbook for the recently deceased. And it's awesome. I have it on my bookshelf in my office. So people come in. Some people see it and they're just like, oh, okay, I see you.
I see what you're doing.
But it's a very kitschy kind of, like, you have to be into that kind of humor to know. I'm like, do you want to read it?
Would you like to borrow it? Check it out.
You have it to reads like radio repair instructions. Yeah.
All right. Thank you for listening to The Perfect Pour. Cheers. Also, make sure I don't want to leave before cheersing the golden gods of The Perfect Pour that donate money to us on Patreon. Thank you, golden gods, for paying our bills. We really appreciate it. And the Friday night Zoom, if those that want to interact with other Perfect Pour listeners, the Friday night Zoom still goes on. If you there's should be a link to our logger line on the Discord in our show notes. And if you go there, usually somebody will post the details you need to get on the Friday night Zoom. And if you can't find that, just message us or somebody and we can get you the passwords and things of codes you need to be on the Friday night Zoom. But cheers to the Friday night Zoomers, and cheers to like I said, the Discord logger line and the Porum on Facebook, and everyone that shares the show. We really appreciate it. It helps the show. And I just started last week. Hopefully I'll keep doing it. I posted the show on our YouTube channel. Just as not the video, but just the audio.
Good.
Yeah, don't worry. Yeah, I saw Red, Stacy, and Nick are like, "What? What did you do?" Like, no, it's all right. It's just the audio.
So we're like naked. So if
but that would be a very much watched episode, though. But oh well.
NC-17.
Yeah. But yeah, some people just like listening to their podcasts on the YouTube. So it's awesome. It's up there. If you'd rather listen to us on YouTube, we're up there. It's just a static picture with the audio. But yeah, look at the show links for our YouTube channel. There you go. All right, thanks for listening to the show. Have a great week.
Oh yeah,
amazing. Bye guys.
Be safe.
Be extra safe.
Have fun,
and be
though.
Super happy.
Keep having fun. But before you do all that, Brad Stacey just fell over and died. Before you do all that, you gotta
check your dates.
Brandy, 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 you say it's your beer day. It's my beer day, too. You say it's your beer day. Happy beer day to you.
So is it?
That's the Beatles, Nick.
Born on her Best Buy, better make sure. I just wanted to add to it.
It is now.
So go to the website of your individual brewery that you're checking on, because you don't know if it's Born on her Best Buy. My husband and I both had confusion about this with Sierra Nevada earlier this week. And I was like, fuck, I think it's Born On, but I don't know. Let me Google it. So, yeah. Just check your dates.
Just check them. Check in general. Just look at them real hard.
Born on a Best Buy.
Born on a Best Buy. I think that's a shirt right there. I was born on a Best Buy date.
Born on a Best Buy.
Get me while you can.
Best Buy.
Enjoy me now, baby.
I'd be way past my Best Buy date. I'd be Best Buy 1992 or something.
The future is now.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
I love all of you dearly.
Have a nice sleep. Enjoy your day tomorrow. Enjoy your day of 5 hours of sleep tomorrow.
That's right. Good morning.
Yeah.
Extra greasy breakfast in the morning.
Yeah.
Hell
yeah. Don't get a McDonald's breakfast burrito because it won't do anything.
No, you can't just get one. That's the thing. Yeah. You get two and then you're fine.
You have to get like six. And then that's one burrito.
Yeah. Problem solved.
McDonald's coffee and souls. You'll be fine.
Yeah, somebody's soul. Just drink it.
Enjoy with hot sauce.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.